You're watching Texans All Access 2015 Draft, presented by Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers, the official hamburger of the Houston Texans. And by Reliant Energy. The Reliant Predictable 12 plan lets you pay the same amount every single month. And there's no settling up at the end. PUCT number 10007.
Welcome back to the show. You know, when an NFL team picks you first in the draft, you got a lot to do. Interviews, signings, meet and greets, and we captured most, if not all of it, when Kevin Johnson became a Houston Texan.
Hey,
congrats, yo.
Thanks, man. Hey, y'all got a long way to go. Y'all just getting started.
Effort.
Hey, good luck.
Thank
good
you. Luck.
Amigos de NFL.com/español, estamos con Kevin Johnson, nuevo jugador de los Houston Texans. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I don't know. It's the first time I had an interview like that ever. At first, I thought he was going to talk to me and stay the whole time, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it.
He's excited. I'm going to be part of the team, and I'm going to go in there, fly in there tomorrow, and be able to meet everybody.
The last stop in here is Pat, which is down here. You'll take a few pictures.
All right.
Maybe a video. And then we're going to head outside.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Johnson, from Texas coming in.
Yes. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So here's an example of the type of picture we're going to be taking.
One more.
Congrats.
Doing big out there.
Yeah, no doubt. You too.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
That's awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep.
We're going down this way.
The important about us is we're the last stop.
Rick Smith said that you were by far his favorite cornerback in the draft. What do you think he saw in you, and what do you think sets you apart from everybody else?
I'm just a cornerback. I'm passionate about the game. And I think I have some gifts that, you know, God has blessed me with, and I'm just trying to get better every day.
They mentioned, both Rick and Bill O'Brien both said your versatility and your instincts were the two things they liked most about you. Those are pretty intangible qualities. And how do you sharpen something like versatility and instincts?
Just working on, you know, as far as versatility, you know, being able to play inside, being able to play outside, instincts, in order to have good instincts out there, you got to know what's going on. So, you know, that goes to film study and, you know, understanding what teams are trying to do. So, just working in the film room as well as on the field and in the weight room and just trying to get better overall.
What type of learner are you? Are you like a game film junkie, or you like to learn on the field?
Yeah, I definitely like to study film. Seeing my opponent and seeing how they move out there and understanding what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. I'm definitely a guy who watches a lot of tape.
You mentioned you talked to Jonathan Joseph, and you said that you had watched a lot of him and Kareem growing up.
Right.
What do you hope to learn from two veteran corners like them?
Just everything. How they've been successful in the NFL, and learning little things, how to little details, how to get better, and how to win against wide receivers in this league.
We were discussing your shoes a little bit earlier. You had some nice Christian Louboutins on the night of the draft, and you seem to have that in common with your Texan secondary. You like fashion a lot. Is that something you're really into?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely don't like to look sloppy out there. So, I don't like to do too much, but I definitely like those shoes, and I felt like it was a pretty good time to pull them out.
All right, it's been a long time since you've been playing football, and rookie mini camps just around the corner. How excited are you to just get back to football and get back in the game?
I'm excited. Going through this process, it was just kind of a roller coaster, and it's exhausting. Doing all these interviews and flying the teams. And
these are easy.
No, not these interviews. Like the team interviews.
The other interviews. Yeah.
But just being able to put on the helmet and play football again. That's gonna be fun.
We'll have a little bit more from Kevin Johnson later in the show. You know, he's one big piece of this puzzle that was the 2015 Texans draft. And for more on what happened on day two, here's DP and John.
Friday night's draft, round two and round three, started out with a flurry of activity. A lot of trades as the Texans kept moving up to get players that they wanted. Let's start with the second round pick, Bernardrick McKinney, linebacker. How did you think that he's going to fit in with the Texans? Can he play inside? Can he play outside? I know you've got a lot of opinions on where he might fit in with this group.
Yeah, people tell me I've got too many opinions, DP, at that point. But for me, I watched him 3 years at Mississippi State. He was the leader. He was the guy, as he has said many times, brought the juice to the practice field, brought the juice to the game field. That Mississippi State defense rallied around Bernardrick McKinney. There's no question about that. But he played 3 years at inside linebacker, but he's got 33 1/4-inch arms. He's 6'4". He's almost 250. He's got the build of a 3'4 outside linebacker. So at Mississippi State on pass rush downs, they did bump him to outside linebacker. So I do think that he is best served starting inside or playing inside, but then adding, as he learns the defense, as Bill O'Brien has talked about, the fact that he can rush from the outside. So you sort of kill two birds with one stone with Bernardrick McKinney, that he does and can handle the inside, but he has the opportunity to go outside. I love that versatility. But at 6'4", almost 250 pounds, he brings it when he strikes. I think people are going to really like to watch his physicality here at NRG Stadium.
How big is the learning curve from moving from inside to outside for the rookie?
I think you've got to keep it within reason. I think understanding what teams are trying to do inside, learn that first, and then just give him a little bit at a time until he really masters the entire defense. And he's going to have to do that as an inside linebacker to master a lot of the inside position to know what everybody's doing. So a little bit at a time. Maybe it doesn't all happen in his rookie year, but along the way, he's a smart football player. He'll get it all down.
All right, finally, in the third round, the Texans add the wide receiver that everybody had sort of been waiting for. They add Jalen Strong. Your thoughts on the pick, and how do you like him?
I love Jalen Strong. 6'2", 217, was a guy that in 2013 arrived on the scene in Arizona State with not a lot of fanfare. He came out of high school, really had one scholarship offer to an FBS school. That was Eastern Michigan. Went to JUCO, had a great year, got an opportunity to go to Arizona State, was All-American in 2014. He's an incredible receiver, high points to football, wins a lot of 50-50 contested throws. I love this guy, and I love how he fits into this offense, and I think he is going to be a dynamic threat in this offense with whoever's playing quarterback, opposite, alongside, wherever you want to put him with Nuke Hopkins. I think Jalen Strong, a guy that I had with a mid-first-round grade, thought maybe they could look at him at 16. They get him in the third round, so great value moving up to get a guy that I think they really liked.
Good stuff there, and we still got to hear from Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien about why they chose Kevin Johnson, but next, we got to eat. Well, we don't really need to eat, but we're going to the Houston Texans Grill for a very unique third day of the NFL draft. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a flash.